Welcome to Olives and Pimentos podcast. I'm speaking with Dean from the band
Overcrook.
Fuck yeah, that's fucking deep and groovy. How's it going, bud?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good, man. I'm just wondering when the snowstorm's going to hit soon.
Hasn't hit you yet. Up in Barrie, it was hitting us pretty hard. We're expecting spring, and it's not really giving us that yet.
No, not yet. I think it's because of the fact that we didn't have a winter, so.
No, that's true. It's getting pushed.
Getting pushed around, right?
Yeah.
So for anyone who doesn't believe in global warming, it's a thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right? So how long has Overcooked been a band for now?
Just over 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. And you guys would classify you guys as like groove metal?
Yep. Definitely. Yeah. We touch base with a lot of different bands that are different genres. Like, we love doing covers of different stuff. But for the simple fact, yeah, we're pretty much just groove metal.
Yeah. So what bands have inspired Overcrook?
We first started, that kind of led the path was bands like Alice in Chains, Tool, Pantera, Sabbath, Corrosion of Conformity, the whole NOLA scene.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Bands like that.
I can get down with all those bands too. I'm a huge Alice in Chains fan.
Yeah.
I think with the new singer too. I don't know. I think Jerry Cantrell's a fucking genius. So,
absolutely. Are you gonna go see him in? I think it's July. They're playing in Toronto.
Or who are they playing with in Toronto?
Jerry's doing his tour and was playing with it. I'm not sure, but we saw Jerry 2 years ago.
Right.
That show was fantastic.
He's fucking amazing. I saw him years ago. Not with Lane Staley, with the new singer, and they were touring with Velvet Revolver.
Nice.
Which was fucking killer, because Scott Whelan, and you got slashing guitar, and Duff McKagan. Is Duff McKagan playing bass in that band? No, I don't think he was.
I'm not sure. I'm
not sure either. But anyways, fuck that noise. So your latest album, All Hail Oneself.
That's right.
Yeah, man. It's a banger fucking album. I was listening to it today while I was cooking some escargots. And it's 8 songs. And where did the inspiration from this album come from?
It varies, especially with our guitar player. Like, we'll dip into a cover. Like, play a song from another band, and that'll make its way into our band and influence what's coming up next. So, but the main influence was just, all the bands that I kind of named earlier, and lyrically, what's going around in the world and in observance.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so like a lot of the stuff, like the band Fuck the Rest. Fuck the Rest. That's probably, I think it's probably one of my first songs off the album.
Yeah, it's the first song.
And then Guilt Trip too, that's another good one too. That's the second song. That's got over 2,000 streams on fucking Spotify right now. So where did you guys record the album?
We recorded in Mix 11 in Barrie.
Oh, nice. Okay. And,
yeah, so it was local.
Nice. And how long did that take?
For doing all the instruments, took about a week. Then for me doing vocals, took a few months. Because life gets busy,
Yeah, man. Totally does. Life is always fucking busy. And then the single... And you got another album too. Was that a single too?
We just had the two singles on the album release.
Nice.
Okay. Trip, Roller, and
Do you guys have anything else brewing in the pot, or?
We got songs. We got maybe at the moment maybe six songs, six freshies. That's
six freshies.
Yeah.
Nice. Good work, man.
Yeah. Hopefully, into the fall we'll be doing something about it because we're planning out the year for shows. Once we're done our show, last show looking like in August, and we'll see where we go from there.
Nice. So you guys have a bunch of shows lined up, eh?
Yeah, trying to get the year planned out.
Nice. Do you guys play a lot in the summer? Or?
Mainly. Yeah, like we did two shows in the winter. We actually opened up in November. We opened up at the Cancer Bass, and that was fun. That was really fun. We played in Toronto in February. That was really it.
Nice, yeah, Cancer Bats are a fucking crazy band. I had, pardon my voice, I'm sorry. I had Scott Middleton, he's not in the Cancer Bats anymore, but we were talking about his studio out in, where is it? I totally forgot. Bellwood? No, that's where it is, in Bellwood. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Cancer Bats too. How was that show?
It was awesome, dude. Monday night. You know, 7:30, we opened up and it was at the Queensberry and it was pretty packed. Awesome to see.
So what got you playing and singing in music?
Just growing up in a house full of music my whole life, you know. Some inspiration from my dad because he was a singer in the band back in the 80s, 90s.
What was the band called?
He did. No, I don't know the names of his bands, but he immigrated over from the Azores, which is Portuguese islands off of the mainland. Anyway, he started out in a Portuguese wedding band.
That's fucking cool, man.
Yeah, that was his foot in the door because he was hanging around the boys and, you know, started singing. That sort of band that he got more friends and he did a few gigs, a few rock bands, but nothing recorded, unfortunately, but, you know. So that was one of the main influences. Just growing up with a house full of music, always being around it, picking up the guitar, trying out drums, going back to the guitar, then meeting all my friends here. In the band, we met at the skate park, skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
We all share the same passion of music and skating. Yeah.
Do you still skate now? Do you still skate now?
Oh yeah, all of us.
Oh no shit, eh? How old are you now?
I'm 24.
Holy fuck, that's crazy, man. That's awesome. What's your favorite trick?
Favorite trick? You know what? Frontside 5-0.
Yeah, that's a good one. I used to skate back in the day. That's a good one, too. Yeah. I used to, like,
my pipe is going long.
Yeah, like, even, I like a good heel flip once in a while.
Yeah.
I used to be able to heel flip better. I was able to kick flip, to be honest with you, which is fucking weird because people usually know how to kick flip before they heel flip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so what's your, who's your favorite skater of all time?
Hard to say. I grew up skating, but never really indulging in much of the
skate lifestyle.
Yeah, just like all the pros and stuff. Like I checked it out, absolutely. But as for favorite skater, hell, man, I'll just say our buddy Evan Jewett.
Yeah,
he actually used to play bass in Overcrook.
Oh no shit. Yeah, I would go Jamie Thomas from Zero.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2. And it was kinda cool how they fucking re-released the game during COVID. And
yeah.
My top three. Do you play games at all or no?
Not much, but I definitely played some Tony Hawk growing up.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. Like 1 and 2 is great too. So, do you guys have a skate park in Barrie you guys go to or no?
Yeah, we got one. It's pretty old, but she got some character, but she's nice. She's fun.
Nice. Totally cool.
Yeah.
So what bands are you listening to right now? Like any newer bands?
Newer bands, not so much. But like the past week, the past little while, Acid Bath. Been diving into Acid Bath.
I haven't heard of them. What are they like?
They're coming out of the, well, from the 90s, and they're from New Orleans, so they're within the NOLA scene of that NOLA sound, which I always dug.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're just kind of really groovy, kind of like Aya Gyaba, which, you know, a little bit better of a singer.
Okay, cool, right on.
Yeah, no, they're great. Yeah, mm-hmm. Listen to them, Typo Negative.
Fuck, Typo Negative, fuck. No one's mentioned that one on the podcast yet. That's fucking wicked, dude.
Yeah, I haven't actually stopped in months. Like, I'm more addicted than anything. Good.
Yeah, I know. I used to listen to Typo Negative back in the day. Another band I've been into, and they're an older band, fucking Mike Patton's band. I'm going to fuck it up, aren't I? Mike Patton from Faith No More.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of different projects, yeah.
Yeah, he's... What's the fucking... God damn it. I'm a fucking dummy right now. Because I listened to the... it's the one with... Mr. Bungle. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the boys went to go see him a few months ago.
Oh, no shit. Did you go or no?
No, I'm not so familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a... Yeah, I tried to go to that show, man. It was fucking... I knew a bunch of fucking people went down. Like, my buddy Greg Dawson went down there.
Oh, we know Greg.
Yeah. He did some stuff for you guys, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did the mastering for the album.
Yeah. Yeah, Greg's a good dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a really wicked dude. Yeah, I know. What do you call it? Because the latest album that the... Mr. Bungle was Scott Ian's in the band from Anthrax.
Right, yeah.
And then Dave Lombardo, the drummer from Slayer, is in the band now too.
Crazy. I was just watching the live Slayer footage too.
Oh, really? You like Slayer too?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. I haven't listened to Slayer in a while, but I thought about them yesterday. I was like, man, gotta get back into it.
You know? Yeah, I picked up... I'm a big vinyl collector, so we, Jennifer and I, went to a vinyl sale in Guelph. Had the idea of just bringing home one record for each of us, but that actually didn't fucking happen because I picked up Slayer, Rain and Blood.
Yeah,
I didn't have that on vinyl. The Vandals, fuck else I pick up? Dead Kennedys.
Nice.
Yeah, man. It's really cool. Do you collect vinyl at all or no?
Yeah, I got a collection set up here at home.
Nice. What's your favorite vinyl in your collection?
My favorite one, probably most valuable, is I have an original press of Tool's Enema.
Fuck you. Really?
Yeah.
No way. How much did you pay that for?
I paid $150.
Where'd you get it?
I was looking around for months. I was asking everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Every even people that don't collect vinyl. Hey, have you seen this? But nobody had it. Went to VJ's Records in Barrie.
Right.
And I saw they had like a 10,000 days, like a repress. Like, oh, that's kind of cool. Brought it to the clerk, the guy. And I was like, hey, have you ever seen the Enema? He's like, yeah, we got one behind the counter. Pulls it out. Like, okay, I'll take it.
That's fucking nuts, man. I'm a huge fucking Tool fan. I'm glad they're touring again, too.
Yeah.
That's fucking... And that's some balls on you, too, to fucking spend $150 on a record. Like, I usually go around, like... My max is, like, fucking $65.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend that normally, but I was looking for it for months, and if I wanted to resell it, I could probably profit, because I've seen it go for way more online.
I saw it going for like $1,200 on eBay.
There you go.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. And it's a great band too. I like everything that that they do, and even Perfect Circle, the fucking first album's fucking amazing.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And even Pussifer too, which doesn't get a lot of fucking accolades, but
they're trippy. Yeah, they're weird. I like it too.
Yeah, I know. They're fucking really, they're touring too. They're touring with I think it's Tool, Pussifer, and Primus are touring together.
Primus, Perfect Circle.
No, sorry, Pussifer, Primus, and Tool. Yeah, yeah. Tool are doing a tour together for Maynard's, I think it's, what, 60th birthday?
Yeah, have you seen the videos that he's posted about, like, promoting it?
Fucking nuts, dude.
He's funny.
Oh, he's funny, and he's fucking, he's, I don't know, like, in, like, rock and, like, alt-rock, I would sit there and say, I think he's probably one of the most underrated performers ever.
Yeah.
My own opinion.
Yeah, he's absolutely.
Because, like, if you talk to people who talk, like alt-rock and, like, even psych-rock, too, like, Tool really doesn't really come up, right? But as soon as someone says Tool, everyone's like, they click in and like, fucking right. Yeah, Tool, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking nuts. And so you guys got a bunch of shows this summer lining up, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a few. Some that are in the works. But we'll be doing Barrie, Toronto, trying to head out to Montreal. And we'll be going back to the bar in August.
Right on, cool, man. So right now we're at the point of the podcast. You're going to give me all the socials.
Okay. For the band, we got on Instagram Overcrook FTR.
Yeah.
Facebook, I think it's just Overcrook Bands.
Yeah, it's there too. Yeah. Are you guys on Bandcamp too?
No. I remember Leland was talking about that, but
yeah, you guys should do that, man. Not. Sell all your merch on there, man.
Yeah,
it's really cool. But yeah, I know that's what you guys gotta do. Like, we're I'm trying to get the podcast on Bandcamp. I don't know if it's a thing, whatever, but like, we do the, you guys do the TikTok at all or no?
I opened an account to, you know, test the waters there, but I got no business being there, man.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. All right, dude. Thanks a lot, Dean, for doing this. I'm sorry it's so late. I know it's like I fucking came home from work and then I'd reschedule, and then I feel like a real fucking donkey because I was making you wait. So,
hey, no sweat.
Yeah, man.
Life.
Yeah, man. So remember to send me all the posters for your shows and stuff like that, because I'll throw it on the old story and whatnot. And then I'm a big fan of the fucking band, because there's a lot of bands I have on here that are like really good, but I really dig your guys' vibe for sure.
Cheers. Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks for doing this, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
Cheers.